BJ look as, I mean, did he play as well as his numbers looked?
Yeah, I mean, BJ ran around. You know, the stats say he made a lot of plays, which he did. And look, that's what you expected Mike linebacker to do. In some regards, I don't know what all the stats were, but you'd want to see your defensive lineman make a few more of those so the ball's not that far downfield. But look, he's in the middle of the defense, and hopefully he continues to make plays like that.
What's your concern about 7 plays?
Yeah. My concern is getting better on third down. That was the message. When I sat down with the team, or we talked with the team on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was, I had dug in. You try to figure out what happened, right? I thought it was a first down issue. Not really, a little bit here. I thought it was a second down issue. A couple maybe, but not totally. And all I could come up with was really third down and a couple of explosive plays. And some leaky yards, you know, what we call leaky yards. We'd like some of those 6 yard runs to be obviously 3 yard runs because the third downs turned into third and two, third and two, third and four, third and five. And probably the most disappointing play was we had a third and 12 and didn't stop them. They would have kicked the field goal anyway, but to your point, we played 4 more plays. You know, so there's 4 there. And then another third down stop could have held back for another 5 plays, and then all of a sudden you're in, you know, the 60-play area. But I don't blame, and as defensive players and coaches, we don't blame anybody but ourselves for too many plays. That's just the way we feel.
Defensive line, you mentioned you'd like to see them make a few more plays. Were you not, I guess?
Well, look, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. When you ask me about BJ and all the tackles he made, you hope on some of those, you know, the D linemen make. I mean, our D line, I thought, played pretty good. But as a group, run defense-wise, you know our guys feel like we need to get better.
When a defense plays that many snaps, is it harder on the defensive lineman or on the secondary that's running around out there?
I think it was harder on everybody. Here's what I felt. Because we were concerned. We talked about it going into the game about being tired. When we went down there last year, we played in the day. And I thought they were really tired in the fourth quarter. I thought we were tired. This is 2 years ago now. And we won that two-minute drill. So we talked about it going in. Now, a night game down there helped a little bit. At the end of the first half is when I thought we were tired most. But when we came out in the second half, I didn't think it was an issue. Now, we played less plays. You know, the offense kept the ball for a while. We had about 4 and out or whatever it was. So you got to get off the field on third down to make sure that you're not tired at the end of the game.
Spence, too, if I may, looking at Detroit,
yeah.
A couple of your guys have made the point that their running backs are a little different, more cutback and shiftier, and that's a different kind of challenge.
A little bit, yeah. They'll tend to bounce it and take it to the edge. Last week, I think we dealt more with what we call stretch to puncture, you know, that one cut, and they get north to south. Not that these guys can't do that. But this is both these guys are quick, shifty, agile, make you miss. They'll spin out of tackles. So in that regard, it is, yeah.
The other one is a couple of your guys unsolicited, just in asking them about the game, said, listen, we could have gotten a turnover to change that game. Do you like that?
That's how we've... Yeah, that's how we feel. We had a mission today to make sure we got 2. I think we got it. That was what we talked about. The guys take a lot of pride in that. Okay, so what was the final score, 16-3 or 19-3? All right, we had to hold them to 2 points. That's the bottom line, you know, find a way to get a safety and win the game and not let them score. But I'm glad they feel that way. I think we should all feel like that.
What you talk about to a unit in that situation?
Say it again.
You guys held them under 20 points. That's
Yeah. Well, we go look at it and say, what could we have done to have less points, to keep us in the game, make it a one-possession game, so maybe Eli gets the ball at the end of the game, and who knows, right? And any time you keep it into a two-possession game, which we did until really all the way through, right, it's a 16-point difference, you can win a game in 4 plays. Touchdown, right, the 2-point play or the extra play, onside kick, get the ball again, another touchdown. So we talk about that defensively, that they're, you know, we're never going to shut it down and think we've won a game if it's 2 possessions. But going back to your original question, find a way, you know, really that was a good football team. That was a good offense we played. I would have felt better, you know, still lost the game. That's the bottom line, right? So if I say I would have felt better if we held them to 6 or 9, we still would have lost, you know, so we got to do better than that. But we're going to find a way to do it this week, hopefully.
What'd you think?
Matthew Stafford, played him last year, he had that finger hand injury.
He didn't look too hurt last year, though, either. He flung the ball around pretty good.
See a difference? Are you going to face something different than you did last year?
I don't think so. It's like we didn't go in and we didn't attack the game differently because of what we thought might have been an injury. I mean, after we saw him warm up and throw a couple of balls early last year.
I
didn't really think so. And he's flinging around. He's got a real strong arm. I mean, Tim Walton, one of our secondary coaches, was with him in Detroit. And, you know, and he knows him, you know, inside and out. He practiced against him. And, you know, he says he's very intelligent. He got as strong as arm as he make all the throws. And now that he's been in the system there 2 or 3 years, and he's been a quarterback in this league for, help me out, maybe 8. That's an experienced quarterback that knows how to win. He's really dangerous. They led the league. When we played him last year, they led the league in end-of-the-half offense. And they did it last week against Arizona. He got him down in 39 seconds. He got him from his own, don't quote me on this, I think own 34, 25-yard line and got him down and kicked the field goal.
How much is that something you stress to them
then? Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, at the end of the half defense, the end of the game defense is huge. It doesn't matter whether we're trying to get the ball back because we're behind or whether we're trying to prevent a lead or secure a lead.
The three safety look you guys showed a couple times, what does that accomplish for you as a defense? I was wondering whether...
I'm trying to think of it.
Sometimes Landon ends up man-to-man on the line. But does that rob you guys of one of your better playmakers deeper?
No. I mean, I think in that package you're talking about, I'm onto a different game plan, so I can't remember if we got... But I think last week Andrew was back there with DT, and Landon was a third safety. And, yeah, something we'll do. We'll change it up a little bit. There's different reasons for doing it. We won't always have it. Just depends on the matchups, really.
What do you want to see?
Allow yourself even a moment to observe the celebrations on Monday night, or if you even could, just from Instagram. Remember what that season meant to you.
I did a moment just before practice. I did, because Freddie Robbins came wandering into my office, which was great. I mean, he picked me up probably in my doldrums of having lost the game. No, he didn't physically pick me up. Emotionally picked me up. Yeah, with one hand. I have thought about it because the guys have been around. I'm a little disappointed. You know, the only time we really get as coaches is what would be our Friday afternoon, which is tomorrow. And I guess Coach Coughlin's event tonight I would love to go to, but it's a Thursday night. It's not a Friday night for us. So it's going to be hard. Maria's going to go to represent us because we have so much respect for Tom and Judy. But we can't get to this. It's a Yankee game or something. Can't get that. And then Sunday, I think they have something over at Ellis Island, right, which I'd love to go to, but we have our meetings over at the hotel. So I'm hoping that our practice on Sunday morning, that a bunch of the guys will come over. And to me, it's about seeing them more than anything. And I hope they just have a great time. They should enjoy it. It was a great accomplishment. It really is all about the players.
Is there one memory for you?
I couldn't find Maria at the end of the... When the game was over, I could not find her. I must have spent the first 15 minutes, you know, with everything. I missed all that. I never got to hold the Lombardi Trophy because we couldn't find it. And finally, I found her, which was, to me, was the greatest moment.
Wasn't that Tom's speech the night before, kind of, you win?
Yeah. It was about the family. Yeah, he talked deeply about what it was like, you know, how your family is so involved in all of it, the ups and downs. And they do. They share in the pain and the glory. And then when you accomplish that, you know, how much you feel that it was for them, how much they feel a part of it. And that it was I got to stop talking. I mean, I'd be thinking about that. I got to think about Detroit. You got me. You took me right back there where I was trying not to go. But it was great. It'd be great to have them all back.
Coach, going back to Detroit, what's the difference, Steve, between...
Okay, I'm having a hard time here. Okay, you got it.
Apple was rated pretty low by PFD. What do you think of...
Here's what I think about other people grading our players. They don't really know what we're asking them to do. And so I really don't... I don't put any onus in it. I mean, Eli knows whether he's done well or not. The coaches do. We do. We evaluate. We get better. I thought he played a pretty solid game. The thing that gets unnoticed about a corner, and the way, especially the way we play our corners, is the times that they don't throw the ball over there because the corner has them covered. And so we got a lot of confidence in Eli.
Coach, what's the difference between prepping for a quarterback like Matthew Stafford and prepping for a quarterback like Dak Prescott?
Well, they're pretty similar with regards to escapability and athletic ability. I mean, both of them have strong arms. From that standpoint, I mean, the offenses are a little bit different. But from the standpoint of can the quarterback get himself in and out of trouble and extend the down, they both can do that. Does a quarterback have a strong arm and can make all throws? They both can do that. So I see them very similar in that regard. They orchestrate it differently. You know, Matt does a little bit more at the line. I can't even say that because Dak did a lot of that last week too. Pretty similar. Good quarterbacks. Challenge.